Adel Kozelski, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I am, thank God. Well, I think spring is in the air. Hey, I'm sitting outside and I'm not all bundled up, even though they do say it's going to get a little bit more colder, but it's a beautiful day outside.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Yeah, it is. We are very, very blessed to have this type of weather. All right, so a parable for us.
Yes, you know, last week we spoke about the destruction of the temple and all the negativity around us. Yesterday we celebrated Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, which is probably one of the most joyous days of the year, the Talmud tells us, besides Yom Kippur, like in terms of reaching spirituality and good and positivity. So I want to share a little bit of a parable that maybe sheds light of where we are at. And I think that we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. There's a story told of a king who grew up in his hometown, and once he obviously became coronated, he landed up going to the capital city. But his hometown held a special place in his heart, and there was a great general, army general, that lived in the town and that protected the hometown of the king. One time there was a lot of marauding opposition kings and their armies coming towards this hometown to attack, and the people sent a message to the king and said, "Help, help us. We are going to be decimated, and this place actually holds a special place in your heart. Send reinforcements." The king sent out messengers, but it wasn't in the form of reinforcements, but rather to go into the town and tell the general, the army general there, to leave the town immediately. And before they knew it, the townspeople were completely bereft of the army general, and they had nobody to look after themselves. They were furious, and they sent a message to the king and said, "What are you doing? You have like put a nail in our coffin. You have deemed us to death." The king didn't answer, and so the people of the town went to a wise old sage that lived on the edge of the forest, and they said, "Well, what should we do? Look how cruel the king is. How can he turn his back on his hometown?" To which the wise man said, "That's not the case. In fact, the king is very wise. He realized that while you have this big general in the city, you're going to be complacent. You're going to carry on with your lives doing what it is that you have to do, relying on the general to fight your battles. Now that he's taken the general away, it's up to you to form an army. It's up to you to train and to fight the enemy yourself." And with having no other option, the people did that, and they were in the end victorious. What is the parable here? God is the king. His hometown is this world. Okay, the physical world where it seems that, you know, God was here once upon a time and has left. And what has happened during history is that we've had great people, leaders, all sorts of people that we thought we could rely on, whatever you want to call that general to be, the political system, the health system, the financial system, a leader, a tzaddik, whatever it is. Okay. And there comes a point in time for his hometown that God says, "I'm taking away all the generals, all the things that you think that you can rely on, because it's up to you now, as humanity, as the ordinary people, to gird yourself, to train yourself, and for you to go fight the war of goodness and kindness." And I think that that's a very powerful message of where we are today. To go and see the light at the end of the tunnel, we need to have the ordinary people gird themselves, motivate themselves, inspire themselves, and for us to make the change, not to rely on that general that's been in our life, whatever that general is for us. And I think that that is happening, and that is a sign of the light at the end of the tunnel. We might be in the tunnel, but we're starting to see the light, and I think that revolution is going to pick up.